The prayer of the friends. Holy Creator, give us a great lack and the right intention so that the unity of the world kli will give us the strength to purify our hearts and feel your light in them.
Hello, we are on a lesson on the topic of Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. We'll read selected excerpts from the sources, continuing from number 10. You can find the study material on Sviva Tova and in the Arvut system. You can also send your questions through those websites. Beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah.
Yes. We need to do this introspection, this discernment, whether we have this purpose and whether we're going to get to it. All the forces of nature aim towards it. So we need to examine ourselves, how we are connected to all the conditions that we're in. We cannot disregard anything in everything, because all together we are in a system of forces. And therefore, to the extent in which we try to be in balance with them, in harmony with them, in the right connection, accordingly, we will probably feel them more, understand them more, and exist in the desirable state of the general correction of a person in his world. We are in a network of forces, and this net operates upon us from all sides. And to balance all these forces is actually our profession. To be an Adam, one who resembles the Creator, by which both the good and the bad, all those forces, we balance in us, stabilize in us, such that we are all operating in the right balance. There's no bad without good, there's no good without bad, no light without darkness, nor darkness without light. Rather, everything needs to be balanced, diversified. And this is what we need to find. Hence it is written that there was no greater joy before him than the day that heaven and earth were created, where the Creator wanted through this for there to be both heaven and earth, darkness and light.
As
these two help one another to interpret, to emphasize and intensify one another. And that's why we see there's no one without the other, and rather we exist between these two contradicting forces. And we can use the two of them in order to understand the depth of creation. And then from that we attain the plan, the purpose of the Creator and why He did it in such a way. And we can thank Him for all He thought and prepared for us. For the time being, we need to get to know these two forces and how they are and in what form of imbalance they're in and how to bring them to balance through us, where we are actually between these two forces. Please, sir.
Excerpt number 10. The judgment that the world is judged. Rosh Hashanah is the time of judgment when people are sentenced favorably or to the contrary. An Osh, head, is regarded as a root from which the branches emerge. The branches always extend according to the essence of the root. For the root of oranges will not bring out branches of apples. According to the root and the Rosh that a person establishes for himself at first, so he continues his life. The root is the foundation upon which the whole construction is built. The judgment that a person is judged in the beginning of the year means that the person himself is the judge and the executor, since the person himself is the judge, the arbiter, the plaintiff, and the witness. It is, our sages said, there is a judgment below, there is no judgment above.
Can.
Yes. Meaning, after we have been through something, probably in the previous year, we come closer as a result of it to the day of judgment, to the time of judgments, of dinim, where a person is judged for what he had, no, but rather for what he is drawn to, either to the good or, God forbid, to the bad. That's what he is judged for, meaning at this given moment, how you are arranged, what your heart inclines towards. And from this place, from this tendency that you are now drawn towards, you probably will enter a new year, a new period. And according to your tendency, a new year will come out of it. Therefore, these judgments, these dinim, are actually corrections, which correct a person so that he won't go in the future in the wrong direction. As he says, and the root and the head from which he arranges himself then extends according to the essence of the root and arranges his life that way. There, hence he should be judged and aimed so that he will go correctly and in a good way. Therefore, all the things that are now depicted in a person, being clarified and disclosed in a person, are arranged in such a way so that he will go straight, correctly, and towards the purpose of his life, and not get confused along the way. Hence, this place, this state, is called Rosh Hashanah, where together with the fact that one is judged, he receives a more correct direction and through these corrections continues his correct life.
Kiev 1.
But rather it's closer to us, the question right now for the time being. How can we feel that we're in the place of judgment, where there are limitations upon us, pressures, conditions, and we need to arrange them such that they will all take us from all sides, with the head and the heart, and guide us correctly towards the purpose of creation, where the main thing for us is to be aimed correctly in our lives.
My question was like Vlad's. But who justifies the person? Is it the creator or the person himself?
All the plans and all the rules, all the ways by which a person needs to reach the purpose of creation, the purpose of his life, are certainly all defined and decided upon in advance. And there's nothing new in them. But relative to us, it is revealed so that we will learn from it, like little children that are constantly stumbling upon all kinds of problems, and from them they learn how to correctly stabilize themselves, and that's it. That's to find himself comfortable in that situation. That's how it is. But the beginning and the end of creation was decided upon, and the line between them for each and every one exists, and there is nothing new under the sun, but it's all there and revealed only towards a person in order to teach him how to go and walk on the correct path, on the straight path. And here we see that each and every one in his life, in every single moment, errs, and he has to err, because without that he won't learn, without that he won't receive a new record, a new rishimo each time, which is corrected, compared to the relative to the one that was just before. And therefore this is how we advance. And the root to all of this advancement is Rosh Hashanah, whereas we receive and take upon ourselves the advancement towards the correct goal. The next day it might disappear from us. Who knows? It's all in the hands of the Creator from above. But we want to advance this way, where each time we will go in such a way that the right and left will give us in balance the middle line, for us to take as much as possible of the forces of bestowal, the forces of connection between us in the group, and according to that, take as much as possible from our vessels of reception that will be balanced with vessels of bestowal, and this way we'll make another, a little more, and a little more, and a little more.
PT 35.
It says the person himself is the judge and the executioner. What does it mean that the person judges himself?
There's no one in the world that does something. Rather, it's all taking place in a person. Also, the creator, Bore, is called Bo'ure, come and see, where you discover certain discernments in you, and these discernments are called Bore, come and see, the creator. Also, the good and also the bad things, they're all within a person. A person includes everything within him. Hence, when he stabilizes himself correctly in reality, then everything is incorporated in him. And this is how he needs to accept reality and manage himself this way, whereas all of reality is existing in the right direction by him, and all of it in that way.
But a person doesn't have any control over his desire. He cannot change his heart.
He'll learn from time to time. He will learn, and the main learning is to know how to sustain himself correctly in order to not fall, just like a little child who falls every step along the way. So he needs to hold on to the society. So hold on to the group. And then, although they're all like babies and they cannot stand on their feet, but if they hold on to one another, then they can, to some extent, to some stage, or there's some kind of conditions, stand up and not fall. Because they're holding on to one another.
Yes.
And as much as a person subjugates himself and makes the friends greater in his eyes, then he holds on to the friend like a great one, and then he doesn't fall, just like a child that holds on to the big one, to the adult, and by his garment, and he holds himself that way up and doesn't fall. Please.
Rav,
you said that a person makes mistakes every second of his life and he learns from that. So, we make mistakes, we see it, and that's how life passes.
No, but there's no point of being sorry, because there's not going to be a step forward without a mistake. Because we are emerging from our evil inclination and coming to the good inclination, and also in the good inclination we cannot be, but rather we are in the connection between them, in the balance between them. Therefore, a person does not make a step forward unless he mistakes first. The mistake, the error, is an integral part, a correct part from all of life, from all of our advancement.
So what do we learn from the mistakes? I make a mistake. The next second, I'm going to make another mistake. So between one mistake and the next one, what am I learning? I'm looking at my life, I'm looking back at my life. What did I learn? I couldn't say I learned anything.
You learn slowly, slowly, that through your intellect and your feeling, through your heart, you cannot aim your life, but rather your entire life will aim you correctly if you will be connected with the friends. Otherwise, you're like the little child who falls down. You can't get up. You can't pick yourself up. We need to come to a state, and I hope that we will get there soon, that if I'm not connected to the group, then I can't stand. I can't aim myself correctly. I I'm confused. Also in my intellect and my feelings, my inner forces, my external forces, I must constantly hold on to them, truly like a baby that's holding on to the big people, otherwise he finds himself down on the ground.
What is a judgment that a person is judged?
Again?
What is a judgment that a person is judged? What exactly is he judged for?
He is judged whether he is aimed correctly towards the purpose of life. That's it. And the components of this are whether he's connected to the ten. Does he want to be in the center of the ten? Does he annul himself before the ten? Does he raise his ten as much as possible from all that he has? And then in such a way, he has what to grip onto. And certainly within them, they're like a supporting system, like an armor, like anything, where something that's superior to him, that's bigger than him. And then in them, he advances towards the purpose of creation. What's the purpose of creation then? That they will all connect together as one man in one heart in a complete manner.
If there's not besides him, what exactly is he judged about? What is he making a calculation about what was already done?
Hawk.
There's none else besides him is a law. A law that all the good, all the bad, darkness, light, day, night, all the states, all the forces of nature are balanced. And a person needs to come to the observance of this law. Because just to say none else besides him is like you're pointing with your finger to the heavens.
I need to make a calculation. There's a judgment about what I've not done before.
Not quite. The main thing is what you right now, this moment, want to do. How you are balanced this moment with all the forces that you exist by.
So the judgment is for the present, not the past?
The judgment is for the present.
Another question. He says you have to determine the root to have a head, the beginning of the year. According to what a person establishes his root at any given moment?
According to what does one define his root? Our root is the Creator. We don't know how to describe the Creator unless we build a form, a mold in the group in which we are all connected together, all our forces. Different forces, contradictive forces, as much as we can connect them together, this form gives us a quality called Bore, Creator. Closer to that, we cannot be. We can't be closer to him any more than that for the time being, but to the extent in which we can connect between us more and more, we will be able to locate this form, this character, this form of Creator, of Bore. Come and see.
In the beginning of the year. Every person, every moment the person is in that state, every moment the person has to define it anew?
Actually, yes, but we are talking about the fact that it's decided one time and we will learn later how to advance from it. And again, and by that, there are days and weeks and months and years too.
The Creator establishes the reality for a person through the will to receive. And a person asks for and checks and scrutinizes, and then he turns to the Creator in prayer on what he thinks is correct, and then he discovers that everything he was asking for, he was asking for himself. So it's like this game is not so fair on the part of the Creator.
The fact that this game may not be nice on behalf of the Creator, you may be right, I don't know. I just know one thing, that everything is measured according to the goal. the goal of bringing a person to perfection, to adhesion with the Creator, and there is no state that is more whole than this. And that which we see along the way as many faults, flaws along the way, even pain, things that are not straight, this is all everyone negates according to their own flaws. Hence, we need to see what the Kabbalists advise us and do it. And then we will see with time that there is none wiser than one with experience and how we advance through this. At the beginning of the path, of course, we cannot judge correctly. That's why it's written, everyone who judges does so in their own flaws.
Thank you. What does it mean to judge himself? How do you do it?
That's forces of judgment that a person evokes himself and sees himself to the extent in which he followed the forces of nature, which are the forces of the Creator, forces of bestowal, according to his degree and as much as he's capable, whether it worked or not, and judges himself.
Yes.
Where does a person have the power to awaken him this judgment?
Yes, only by the society. He's looking at the friends, envying them, and sees that they can do and change, and he not. Only through the society. If not the society, then he'll sit quietly because it's most comfortable for his body, and the body always wants to let him remain that way. But we're all advancing. We just can more, and each in an active manner.
Kiev free.
When
I judge something that's outside of me by the friends of the world, I nevertheless, I judge it inside of me. It's me. What kinds of objects or parts of me are outside of me, but I understand it.
No. You're depicting this situation completely. Like, what does it mean that I'm being judged and all that? No, I am judging myself, meaning I have two contradicting forces and I want balance between them. I'm not canceling one out as a result for the sake of the other or the other for the first one. I want to be included in both in a correct, balanced way, both judgment and mercy. If it's only mercy, I can't advance. If only judgment, I also can't advance. I need both of them for them to work like in a wheel. Like this one goes up, this one goes down, and like that. And for that to work that way, well, in some other way we can describe it, but that's the main thing. These two forces need to be balanced and to constantly support one another as well, even though they are contradicted. And to support, it's by a person who's between the two of them and somehow knows how to get along in two of them together, in both together. That's what we're learning. Max 6.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот хотел спросить, что дальше.
Thank you, Raf. Want to ask what's next after I, as a judge, ask myself if I'm connected to the friends, if I appreciate them, and I got a negative answer. What do I do next to carry out the judgment?
Because I'm probably not in a connection with the friends, all that remains for me is to pray, because I don't have the forces to advance with. Because all our forces that we advance with are only towards the center of the group 10. where we will truly be in the ten, like in a ball, in a sphere, and then in such a way we'll be able to feel the forces that operate upon us, that we are in the center of the ten, beginning to feel the upper force which controls and manages us, and this way we will advance more and more towards the goal. That's something that each can depict to himself and be in this, advance in this all the time.
Turkey 1.
Il giudizio ci porta a capire la direzione che dobbiamo prendere.
Does it make us understand the direction we should take, or is it just about reward and punishment?
The judgment takes us to understand where we are according to the solution, according to the truth. And then we start to perform certain calculations and actions with the friends and in prayer to the Creator. There's an order of actions that we need to get accustomed to doing, even though they appear each time as new, but we will get used to doing them. Where we feel that we're not in the right place, we're scrutinizing why, what it depends upon, how we draw these assisting forces, and how we help one another, as one will help his friend, no one can correct himself, only through the others, and this is how we connect. It's truly like each supports the other, only in such a way. Otherwise, it's impossible. It's a system that must be a closed system, all of it. And then in it, we feel the mutual force, which is the Creator.
Where does a person get this confidence that his point of judgment is correct, that it's a true judgment?
It's from the results that these two forces are balanced in him. Through that, he sees that it's the truth. The truth is the result of these two contradicted forces. Truth, Emet, is the name of the Creator. That's already the revelation, the feeling that is disclosed to a person.
You have to prepare to check this judgment, this point.
We need to perform a preparation, of course, but along the way we prepare ourselves for this. Yes.
Many persons saying, I'm going to check point of judgment, I'm going to...
No, not in such a way. But rather, he's integrated from all these forces and he scrutinizes one relative to the other. It's a mechanism of inclusion of forces and conditions, and from that he becomes wiser and is each time built every single moment in a new way. A person himself, who is the person? He's the result of those balance of those forces in him at any given moment. And that's how he judges himself, judges the Creator, and then comes to a state in which he feels where his truth is for the time being.
Before trial, you hear the persecution, the defense, you check, and then you take a decision. Also an internal trial. What kind of preparation should a person have to be certain this is a true judgment, it's correct?
As connected as much as possible to the society here, really, the Creator didn't just like that shatter the system of Adam HaRishon, where there's always before us the goal, nearby, close, understood, attainable, that we can grip it like a little child, and we can hold on to it and not fall. It's to be in the society as much as possible, holding on to him.
Baltia 1.
Здравствуйте, Раб. А как можно из получающих килим определить истину?
How can we determine the truth from the vessels of reception?
As much as possible. Try. It's simply working with all these qualities, with the society, as much as you reveal yourself more and hold on to the society, in such a way you find the balance to not fall. And this sustains you. This has to be an inner feeling that you have to go through. That you have to experience. It's like a child who holds on to something, and it's just not the fall, he holds on to it. And that's how we need to learn.
Kiev 1.
Здравствуйте. Ну, мы здесь выясняем, что человека всегда судят за только стремление.
We're scrutinizing here how a person is constantly judged based on his yearning, and his yearning is always incorrect. Where does this incorrect yearning appear from? Who makes it all the time?
The evil inclination in a person constantly draws a person to a more comfortable point, to his ego. And this is minimum investment and maximal fulfillment to enjoy and be filled. That's the formula of the evil inclination.
Is there a concept of pace, the speed of advancement? In that range of time, maybe distance from the moment I discovered myself in this incorrect yearning to the moment where I said things correctly, is there meaning for the speed? Because that can be my whole life in this incorrect yearning.
That all depends on the extent in which you can come closer to the environment. Because the correction is not yours. The correction is in the connection between a person and the environment. And therefore, you cannot stand all the time in your life. You have to constantly see how you're updated in relation to your surroundings, to your environment. If you disconnect from this matter, then you're in the air, and you have no discernments for whether or not to good or bad. Yes.
Sorry. I want to ask, can we say that this thing called correction is when a person turns judgment into mercy?
When a person changes judgment to mercy, yes.
That's called correction.
Yes.
Now, this depends on how much he has greatness of the goal, how much he manages to tie to the Creator.
Correct.
So, here's a state. A person on the path adheres to the society. He does everything Kabbalists are saying to do. He's trying. But he doesn't have the energy to turn the judgment into mercy. I mean, in practice, when the judgment comes, he falls.
Then he's not adhered enough to the society.
So how do you come out of this kind of judgment? It's a judgment when he's not able to be adhered to the society.
There's nothing you can do. There isn't. That's the big, strongest means there is to this. He could learn more, he could do all kinds of acts of dissemination, etc., but eventually, the bottom line is to be in incorporation with the ten is the most internal action he can have, and there's none second to it. Incorporating with the society and praying to the Creator to come to the prayer of many from the ten to the Creator, meaning to that force that they want to discover between them and want to feel that he exists between them. Only that a little more and a little more will vitalize them and revive them, and they'll espouse the establishment, like it's written that you made me. If you're drawn to that, there's nothing higher than that. words. Please, yes.
Now they sent us a verse from a study material. I'll read it. Balsalam says in Shamati 58, the Creator sentences one where one is. In other words, if one takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, there is an immediate upper illumination on this, which is considered eternity too. And even if one evidently sees that he will soon fall from his degree, he still sentences one where one is. It means that if a person has now made up his mind to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, it is considered wholeness.
Yes. This needs to be the decision every given moment that I decide that I really need to advance this way, and I am certain that I am connected with the Ten and with the Creator, and therefore my step forward is correct. And then I have no place to err. For the time being, of course.
11.
Number 11, Rabash says, man is the judge, and he must sense and determine who is right. That is, the evil inclination claims all is mine, that the whole body belongs to it, and men should be concerned with and work only for the sake of the evil inclination. Likewise, the good inclination argues, it is all mine, that the whole body belongs to it. A man should be concerned with and work only for the sake of the good inclination. And when a person wishes to carry out the sentence and choose the good, the question is, why does he need to choose the good and say that the good inclination is correct? It cannot be said that it is in order to receive a reward in the next world, since it was said, be not as slaves who are serving the Rav in order to receive a reward. Rather, one should choose the good because of the greatness of the Creator,
for the Creator to get bigger in his eyes.
It follows that when a person sentences, he must engage in the greatness of the Creator. Thus, the Creator is elevated by the judgment, and then once a person has chosen the good, not for a reward, the Creator can give him all his gifts and there will not be any shame. At that time, the Creator instills his holiness, meaning lets him feel the holiness.
This is the essence of the result that needs to be, that he lets him feel the holiness. Where there's a greater value in bestowal and in love towards someone, towards something, that it's all the Creator. So, to come to this, we want as a result of all our efforts. Whereas this attitude will replace the shame, the bread of shame. Maybe again.
11, again. Man is the judge, and he must sentence and determine who is right. That is, the evil inclination claims it is all mine, that the whole body belongs to it and men should be concerned with and work only in favor of the evil inclination. Likewise, the good inclination argues it is all mine. The whole body belongs to it, and men should be concerned with and work only for the sake of the good inclination. And when a person wishes to carry out the sentence and choose the good, the question is, why does he need to choose the good and say that the good inclination is correct?
Meaning, what justification is there for this? How can he check whether I am going with the good inclination or I'm calling some desire, some goal as the good? Yes?
A
person needs to choose the good for the greatness of the Creator.
It follows that when a person sentences, he must engage in the greatness of the Creator. Thus, the Creator is elevated by the judgment. And then, once a person has chosen the good, not for a reward, and the Creator can give him all his gifts, and there will not be any shame. And at that time, the Creator instills his holiness, meaning lets him feel the holiness.
How do I reach, or how do I want to feel that I'm missing the feeling of the greatness of the Creator, which is actually everything? If the Creator will be great in my eyes and is standing his greatness before me, then nothing will be hard for me. How do I come to a state that, like it's written here, but a person needs to choose the good for the greatness of the Creator? How do I want to perform each time and step forward just so that the Creator will be great in my eyes? Because this will save me, help me to go in a true way, to adhere in truth, to be adhered through the friends to the Creator, and to help in the corrected state and everything in this way. The main thing is for me to have the feeling of the greatness of the Creator. So here, we are actually stumbling upon this matter of Rosh Hashanah, where we are talking about the Creator like the King who rules over everything, arranges everything, corrects everything, that all the shatterings and all the corrections, it's all in his hands in order to show us what we're made up of and how accordingly we can understand him correctly, attain him correctly, that the Creator will grow and be great in our eyes before everything, that first of all him, and after him all the components of this world, such that by me changing my relations towards them, I make the Creator greater in my eyes more and more. So here comes the question. How do we intensify the greatness of the Creator between us every single moment, moment after moment? Please, it's a workshop question. You can repeat it, Oren.
How do we increase the greatness of the Creator between us each and every moment? Workshop question. How do we increase the greatness of the Creator between us each and every moment?
Rab, Din, ze davar.
Judgment. Is it something scary or the opposite? Something that increases the joy.
Judgment is something that straightens a person towards the goal. If we wouldn't have the forces of judgment, a person would be confused and philosophizing and spinning around the truth, revolving around it and not knowing where this truth is. Judgment is what performs limitations on a person and gives him direction, the correct, good direction. And therefore the forces of judgment are forces of the true, correct forces without which we cannot exist.
Scary is because I'm about to be tried by the Creator, but it's makes me happy because I revealed my evil before the Creator in order to correct it. So I'm asking you, if it's, is it scary or if it's happy?
It's not scarier, it gives you joy. It's scarier, gives you joy in the fact that to the extent in which you're connected to the goal and are connected to the actions that the Creator is performing upon you in order to advance you to the goal. I always tell the story about how I, with joy, ran to jump onto the surgery, the surgical table, because I waited for a week to have an operation because I couldn't breathe. And I had blood in my lungs. And then I was so happy when they already said to me, already, okay, go, we'll operate you now. And then I truly ran. I ran to the operating table. So is that judgment or not judgment? On one hand, it's judgment, but on the other hand, it's mercy. Meaning it's all on how a person looks at the result and at the goal. Okay. Good morning.
We just spoke in the workshop about having the greatness of the Creator. Creator is the quality of bestowal. It's through the connection between us. We give examples of the greatness of the Creator. My question is, what does it mean to be in the greatness of the Creator? To have greatness of some power that is great? Or is there something that has to do with the friends? There's the greatness of the Creator.
No, the greatness of the Creator we can depict to ourselves as the force that controls all of reality. And it's the force of good. And it guides us all from the point of perfection, of wholeness. That's it. The main quality of the Creator is perfection, wholeness, peace. And it's revealed towards us as love. But in the perfection, in the wholeness and love, against wholeness, there's imperfection, and against love, there's the hatred, separation, repulsion, etc. It's because we can't differentiate just light or just darkness. We have to be in the middle, in the contrast between the two. And then we can differentiate between the two and establish ourselves in such a way. Which is why the Creator includes everything, but we need to constantly see ourselves and how we arrange everything and arrange ourselves towards Him in a perfect as possible way.
Where is the 10 here? What should we do with the 10 in order to reach the state of the greatness of the Creator.
How will I guide myself, aim myself towards the Creator without the ten? To what? I can turn around like this 360 degrees around me, where I'm, like I'm in some sphere, and I don't know where to go. The ten, people like me, where to start with I reject, I can't stand them, and to the extent in which we advance more, I even more discover that I can't stand them, and I hate them, and reject them. And this is how it is with the students of Rabbi Shimon, to the extent in which they even want to kill each other, to that extent. And then it works out that in such a way we can aim ourselves towards him. Where if I aim myself towards each and every friend to be as connected as possible towards him, and really all together in the ten I am, depicting to myself the concept of the Creator, because I'm judging myself as much as possible. Altogether, the friends in my eyes give me the feeling of the character, the image of the Creator. Therefore, it's written, "You made me," where I cannot depict the Creator. But please, connect all the friends in your eyes, seemingly as they are all in connection, in equivalence, in equality, in a sphere of sorts or a circle. And then, more or less, you are already in the direction that is called Habore, the Creator, towards the direction of wholeness. And this is what we need.
Вот когда мы говорим о понятии суд, сейчас из отрывка я понимаю, что
when we talk about the concept of judgment, from what we learned, I understand I need to determine that the Creator is the only one who works and rules the world. But there's another detail here, that his rulership, his guidance is also good. So are there two judgments here, or one action of judgment that assumes there's none else besides him and good that does good?
He is one and there is no other, and all he has is a good intention, and in all his actions.
Rav, from the women, from German, they ask, how could it be that a person himself is the judge and the one who executes? What judging are we talking about? What does he execute?
But who else can there be except for man?
A person
incorporates inside himself the group, and he also depicts the Creator and he himself. A person incorporates the whole world, everything he feels, she feels, which is the world, billions of people, planets, forces, it doesn't matter. Everything is inside. That's why one should balance herself, all her forces, in a way that with all the forces that awaken in him or her, all these forces that awaken,
he brings it to
a balance for a while, and then in this balance he discovers one force that works in him with all the forces and discernments. One force. And this force, he calls that the Creator. And then he adheres to this force. That's considered that he attained adhesion. Completely, but for the time being, with all the qualities that are revealed within. And later, again,
he
goes forward, meaning he has an additional evil inclination, all kinds of qualities, etc. And then, again, works on that until he balances it, and he discovers that he's inside one force. And this is how he discovers these things from one degree to the next. We'll talk about that.
Ken, Nashim.
I can't hear you.
How do we awaken mercy in order to reach balance?
This is according to the connection between us. To the extent that we're connected more, we don't yet understand that. We can't distinguish how much the connection between us gives us precision on the way, a connection on the way, pace on the way, how much everything depends on the connection between us. And the connection between us is basically our whole engine to reach the purpose of creation.
From Mark 23, is it correct to think that when we judge others, it's the first sign of separation?
We need not
judge anyone except ourselves in our ten. That's the main thing. And here we have to demand a connection between us. As shut as possible, to be connected to each other. And when we're connected to something in shut eyes, then we can have some criticism. So that this criticism will be in order.
From Mark, how do I know how strongly I'm holding on to the group, according to what actions or principles, so that I won't lie to myself? What's the criterion?
How will I know?
In the meantime, I don't know. According to the corporeal shape, the way we're connected. But later I'll know.
אני מצורף לאסירייה בצורה עד כמה שאני יכול להצדיק אותם בכל מצב ומצב.
Added to my ten only to the extent that I can justify them in each and every state. Mainly that.
PT2, איך אנחנו יכולות מראש...
From PT2, how can we know in advance how can we mitigate the judgments for the friends?
איך אנחנו יכולות להמתיק את הדינים?
How can we mitigate the judgments for the friends? By helping each other.
בצורה הדדית.
In a mutual way.
בזה יהיה לנו המתקת הדינים.
By that we will have the mitigation of the judgments.
מהיברו אחד, מה זה נקרא לקבל...
From Hebrew 1, what does it mean to assume the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity?
That's something I also don't know.
אבל עול מלכות שמיים זה נקרא שאנחנו, כמו שאנחנו...
But the burden of the kingdom of heaven as we're learning about Rosh Hashanah, that this means to elevate the Creator, to raise Him above our Rosh. He determines everything. He's the King of the world, and He does everything and really rules all. This is considered to be to accept
Him
in everything. He is the upper, He is the first.
From Rehovot 2, in these days, we're self-scrutinizing. How to do this self-scrutiny correctly? What to focus on?
To the extent that I, just as I've said now, to the extent that I accept the Creator, for He is the first and He is the last, and besides Him there is nothing, and He is the one force that acts in all of reality and all of... above all the times and states.
From PT6, how to make the maximum effort to grab hold of the Creator every moment in life.
This is by the friends' support.
Follow up from PT6, and how to hear the friends' hearts in every moment.
This is by me opening my heart.
I We are reading from the newspaper, The Nation of Bala Sulam. We've reached the headline, The Individual and the Nation. In the Hebrew book, it's on page 488. The Individual and the Nation, Rav, please.
Yes, we really want to understand this article, since this is a very important and comprehensive article by Bala Sulam. It explains about the human and social structures. We have to know that, we should know that in order to understand in what way we're advancing towards the final correction. Please.
The individual and the nation. We humans are social beings. Because we cannot satisfy our vital needs without assistance from others, partnership with many is necessary for our existence. This is not the place to explore the evolutions of the nations, and we can suffice for studying reality as it appears to our eyes. It is a fact that we cannot fulfill our needs by ourselves, and we need a social life. Hence, individuals were compelled to unite into a union called a nation or a state, in which each engages in one's own trade, some in agriculture and some in artisanship. They connect through trading of their products. Thus the nations were made, each with its unique nature, both in material life and in cultural life.
This we see before our eyes. Yes.
Observing life, we see that the process of a nation is just as the process of an individual. The functioning of each person within the nation is like the functioning of the organs in a single body. There must be complete harmony among the organs of each person. The eyes see, and the brain is assisted by them to think and to consult. And then the hands work or fight, and the legs walk. Thus, each stands on its guard and awaits its role. Similarly, the organs that comprise the body of the nation, counselors, employers, workers, deliverers, etc., should function in complete harmony among them. This is necessary for the nation's normal life and for a secured existence.
I don't have anything to add here, it's clear. And if you have time, read it again later, I recommend. And let's continue.
As the natural death of the individual results from disharmony among one's organs, the nation's natural decline results from some obstruction that occurred among its organs. As our sages testified, Jerusalem was ruined only because of unfounded hatred that existed in that generation. At that time, the nation was plagued and died, and its organs were scattered to every direction. Therefore, it is a must for every nation to be strongly united within, so all the individuals within it are attached to one another by instinctive love. Moreover, each individual should feel that the happiness of the nation is one's own happiness, and the nation's decadence is one's own decadence. One should be willing to give one's all for the nation whenever needed. Otherwise, their right to exist as a nation in the world is doomed from the start.
This means we see how much Baal HaSulam gives importance to the connection between people. And he says, just like the cells of the body that have to sustain the body, thanks to them, the body exists, so are humans, and that's clear to us that if we come to a state that the nation disintegrates, accordingly its forces fall and has no right to exist. And this is how we see nations descend. Only because they don't have a connection that they're part of one nation. You say northeast, please.
Дорогой Раф, что нам в Бней Барухе не хватает для того, чтобы...
Dear Rav, what do we lack in Bnei Baruch to be able to connect and where else is some lack that we can build?
I
can only say one thing.
We're
lacking what we've learned also today in the previous lesson, that all our spiritual existence depends on the amount or extent of the connection between us. We'll connect in second, third degree, fourth degree, fifth degree. Accordingly, we'll feel spirituality more and more until the whole spiritual world will be revealed to us. Everything depends only on the extent of the connection. And what's going to be revealed in us is called our internal spiritual force or creator.
If each part has a role of its own, why do all the parts want to control?
The ego of each and every one. That's the principle of the ego. I will rule.
So what is that state?
What state?
What is the state that each part fulfills its role completely because it still wants to control?
That's not what it's about here. Here, it speaks about us correcting ourselves. And on the one hand, we are all incorporated in our big ego that will grow. And above that, we will connect in restriction screen and reflected light in the mutual connection between us. We'll be in a very strong intensity that incorporates both the good force and the evil force. And these two forces will work in one direction. That's what we have to reach.
By this, each part reaches the understanding of its role.
Yes. Each part reaches its role, and we all work for one goal, to complete everyone. Each one completes everyone else. Yes, Owen.
Question from Dudi here. Does each and every nation have a different condition for their connection, or it's a universal condition?
Both. This will be revealed. Yet to see how much each and everyone and everyone, the different groups, etc., they have different and very special roles. When you cannot, without joining everyone together, the system won't be whole, the machine won't work. It's like an engine, you have these small parts, yeah, it's such a small part, but without it, nothing will work.
So each nation will understand the connection in a different way, it has a different role?
Yes, yes, of course.
Another question. In the globalized world we're in now, does a person need to be enslaved to his nation or begin developing some dependence on the world?
First to the group, then the nation, and then the world. But this will certainly happen.
So if someone says to me, I don't see myself as a part of the Israeli nation, I do want to see this connection you're talking about happening.
So this is considered that you're part of the Israeli nation if you want to be in connection. That's the definition of the Israeli nation. People who understand that the correction of the world is in the connection between all human beings.
Connection and then coming to a global connection?
I don't think this is the way it's going to happen when everyone will be separated and then live in their boundaries again. I don't think this is the way it should be, but a feeling when each and everyone is in his own group, not a 10, but a bigger group, well, that's, there will be a change.
I want to ask because we see that nations today are very much mingling with each other. It's very hard to go back to previous state, or everyone's mixed in the Europe, in the US, in many places there's this mixture.
I think we're not talking about a mixture of biological data, but rather the different kinds of desire, which is completely different. I can't even explain this. These are similar and different desires, the way they will all be organized in some distance or proximity to each other. It's not exactly about being Chinese or Japanese, he's American and he's from Indonesia.
No,
I don't think this is the way it is.
I think
it's going to be in a degree which is beyond these biological marks of what nation I belong to, by our genes, but rather by our spiritual genes. But I say again, let's read and see. I don't want to decide in advance, and I want to see every time something new.
Good morning, Rav. How connection between students of Kabbalah could help the connection of people who don't study in order to correct the whole humanity? What is missing?
There's a few things here. First of all, we are in connection between us, and our group is quite big all around the world. I'll tell you, I was just in Georgia, and all of a sudden the car stopped and people waved at me that they know me. Or people walk next to me and say hello. You know in what places? Such remote, deserted places that it's almost on icebergs in some places like that. Yeah. People hear, feel, they know somehow they have some connection with us. So what do I want to say? Our influence is nevertheless great, and it already resides in the world, and we are in humanity's awareness. And to the extent that they want to accept it, that's not up to us. That depends on the deficiency the Creator will reveal in them. But on our part, we have to prepare the portion. And they, on the Creator's part, will come to us and receive it. When we will open our arms to embrace everyone with no limitations. That's how we need to arrange ourselves. All right?
Question here in the hall. He writes that after there is a sum of individuals that are enough for the sustainability. What does it mean, the sum of individuals?
That's like in a group. It's desire to have 10 and not 9 or 11, but 10 people is already a group, a complete group.
Is 10 enough in every nation for it to be connected?
It's sufficient for that 10 to already be a source of spirituality for that nation. Yes.
Here again, Rav, he talks here about the relation that used to be there according to the family or the race, compared to the attitude today between a person and a nation. He's talking about the mutual need.
He says that we need to move from the natural connection we once had, like families, clans, you know, there used to be like, say, 200 families or a few hundred people together, until today we come to a different kind of connection, as we see today that there's not that much connection between the parents and the children, and all those things are gradually disappearing and becoming weaker. These bonds are becoming weaker as opposed to other ways people are drawn to each other. And so we have to understand that people will most likely connect according to the appearance of other qualities they have, their inner inclination, not their biological connection, but their spiritual connection. Where is man's heart drawn?
From here, Michael, please. Rav, it's clear what a biological connection is, but what is a spiritual connection? The way a group of people connects? I don't know, if they wanted to take a trip together, can that be a basis for spirituality?
No. How's that related?
So how do I define that?
I don't know. I think that as it's written in Matan Torah and Arvut articles, that we've reached a connection between us in Arvut, which is how the Creator set us up in a way that He brought us together by revealing in each one a desire similar to the other, and thus we connect to a 10, and between the 10s to a greater group around the world, and that is what we're going through. Let's hope that through that we'll connect ourselves to all of humanity.
Question from Unity. If you can explain what is instinctive love?
Instinctive love is natural love. Instinct means it's coming from nature without asking myself whether it's good or bad, worthwhile or not.
From Queens. If hatred is revealed through contact with the external people, how to cover it? How to cover it with love in that case?
This is by recognition of evil, that what I hate about the other is only because my ego is broken and it necessitates me to relate badly to others and see in the other's bad things and show everyone the bad qualities that this ego awakens in me. Give it to Oren the mic and he'll end the lesson.
Rav, maybe we can summarize in two words. We started from Rosh Hashanah that we talked about how a person should be organized. What should we focus on in our thoughts today?
Connection. Same thing, again, same word, yes, but every day it has a different essence. We have to advance towards connection. Try to maintain connection as tightly to each other as possible. Our connection needs to be aimed as sharply as possible towards the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, and that's how we'll advance. That's it. And all in all, we just need to discover in our connection the Creator. That's it. And a great day for everyone.
Thank you.